Disks versus silicon. Very important distinction to understand, right? Most data is kept on rotating devices that involve physical movement. Anything that involves physical movement in a computer is many orders of magnitude slower than anything electronic. Both kinds of data retrieval, you know, the technology keeps improving at a remarkable rate. But the secret to speed is to go to disk as little as possible. That's really a huge piece of the whole, engineering. On rotating devices, if you go to retrieve a byte and it just went by and you've got to wait until it spins around, even though it seems to be spinning incredibly fast, that's a very, very long delay. And the thing about storage in silicon, random access storage, is that it takes the same amount of time to retrieve a byte no matter where it is. Basically, that's a simplified version of that. I'll skip over the historical stuff. You know what disks look like. So retrieval from primary storage, from storage in silicon, takes on the order of a nanosecond now. But to get to a byte on a disk that's spinning around can take several milliseconds, several thousandths of a second. So that is a factor of 5 million between those two. It'd be interesting to see what those numbers are for particular. So you've got to imagine that you really, really try to avoid going to disk if you possibly can. And my little calculation I did here is that if getting a book off a bookshelf takes 10 seconds, and you think of that as primary storage, most of your books are somewhere else and you have to go to get them from secondary storage, getting a book from secondary storage would take like a year and a half by comparison. That's the sort of six orders of magnitude difference in the speeds here. If you have stuff in primary storage, you can do binary search on it, but not if it is in secondary storage. And what is binary search? Binary search says if you've got data in order, let's say like a phone book where they're alphabetical, and you want to find an item, say you want to find Lewis in the phone book, you open the phone book in the middle, see if he's on that page. If he's not, he's either after or before. That's where you're using the fact that the data are in order. You throw away half the phone book and ignore it from then on. And you repeat exactly the same process on the remaining half. Divide it in half, check to see which half it's in, and so on. Okay? People who actually use real phone books, if anybody remembers what they are anymore, do some more clever interpolation. You know, if you look for atoms, you don't start by looking in the middle. But binary search is actually quite fast, just to blindly keep splitting in half, because the number of times that you have to do a probe, the number of pages that you have to look at, is the base 2 logarithm. It's the number of times you have to divide the number of pages in half to get down to one page. Right? So if you had a 1,000-page phone book, how many probes would it take to find any name just in this stupid, obvious way of doing it? How many times do you have to divide 1,000 by 2 in order to get down to 1? So we've seen this number before. Huh? Somebody said it?
About 10.
10, right. Because 2 to the 10th is 1024. So, with 10 probes, you can search by binary search a 1,000-page index. To get to a 1,000,000-page index, it only takes another 10 probes, so it's 20. This is 2 to the 20th. Okay. Okay. Binary search only works if items are in order, takes log the base 2 of n, so even for a billion-sized index, it only takes 30 steps, very fast.